Gimelin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, on the last line on the Amud, the Gemara quotes the member of Rava, Amar Rava. Sometimes the din is Amar Rabbanu B'Taima. Sometimes the rabbis declare the din is, it depends on the sinner's tam. Amar Rabbanu B'Kvela. Sometimes the rabbi said it depends on a Fela Aramua Nochri chef tasting the food to see if it has the sinner's tam. And sometimes Amar Rabbanu B'Shisha. When is the din A, B, or C? Hilchach, it depends. Min M'Shein Amina B'Hetera. Where a kohen can taste the truma that fell into chulin is the taima. He has the manas. If it's min mishena mina b'sura, then a yisrael is not permitted to taste it because ta'ima is zaser, and macholas asur is not only swallowing is zaser. That's an isa derais. Even just to be taima pilot is also asur. It's a rabbanah. So if it's the yisura big fail, you have to have a nachri taste it. And if it's min mina, the lekel make him a taima. So then the din is b'shishim. Yeah, what kind of a din is shishim? So the Rashi writes here misharina on tzadik zayin on the base. The end of the Rashi dimamafka misharina. The last line Rashi akata liyipsi kilchus of b'shishim. The Gemara is giving shiurim over here. The Mishnah says if you have gid al noshe and is bashal b'yerech, the Mishnah seems to be assuming that yesh b'gid menais in tam. The Mishnah says you measure it. Mishar Moshe kibasa belefes. Basa belefes is much less than shishim. Then the Gemara says kol shari sim shabater. The Gemara says in the middle of tzadik zayin and beis. Amar Rabba Bo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Kol sim shabater mishar kinyul heim batsa lekaflut. That's not the same as basa or belefes. Tosis points out it's not the same. The mamaskol kol yisurim on tzadik zayin and beis. Bidlai nokad kibasa belefes. Kiriktani mamasnis and gabi giran ashim mashma. Ain't sure I'm sure, but again, Anasha hardly gives any time at all. We pass can aim begin with nice time at all. Even the Tana who thinks yesh begin with nice time doesn't have such a big time. So that's why the Mishnah says it's sufficient that you measure it, kibasa belefes. And the Sharisum Shabbatar would do give the sinas time so that you should measure as if it would have been botzel or, what is it again? Botzel or kaflut being mixed into the vegetable soup that it was mixed into. And then Rashi says, in the later generations, the Rabbanan said, Shain Shishim. So Rashi writes, this whole Gemara was before they came to that Psak. Akata le'ipsik hilchus of b'shishim. They hadn't yet established that halacha, that all Yisim Shabbatar should be b'shishim. Gemara quotes, that's on the next daf, that's on Tzadik Chesem and Aleph, towards the bottom. Shulman Levi says like that. The Meyo, and the other one, says b'shishim. That was about the same time, a little after. So these Amoraim is before it was established that the din is b'shishim. Okay. So what kind of a din is this that min b'mino you need shishim? What kind of halacha is that? So the Pashtus, we assume that that's only a din with the Rabbanim. So that's what we mentioned. There is a Taisus in Bava Metzia. I mentioned where it was the other day. I already forgot myself. Let's see. Bava Metzia. Nun gim lamar aleph. Dima mascha ba'oleh. So the Tosis there sounds like they're saying that you need shishim by min atoira. So Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't know what they're talking about. It's clear that min atoira chad betrayed batul min mina. The whole need for shishim is only the rabbanon. So he says he doesn't understand. So it happens that the Rashi on Tzadik Ches on the day seems to understand this whole Gemara. The Gemara talks about zera b'sheilo, that you cook the shalmei nazir together with the zera b'sheilo of the nazir all in one pot. That's the second line from the top on Tzadik Chesan Beis. You have to cook it all together. So the Gemara says, what's the ratio between the Zroya, which is also the Zam, Zroya may only be eaten by Kohanim, and the rest of the Besar HaShlamim, which may be eaten by the Israel, by the Israelim? So the Gemara says, we'll have to learn the Gemara. Either the ratio is 1 to 60, or the ratio is 1 to 100. So it's based on this that we establish the Din of Shishim. So Tosis says, the whole Gemara is only an asmakta over here. This can't be a din there, right? So where's that thesis? Thesis on the sugya zera b'sheilo says that the whole Gemara is only an asmakta because everything is min b'minus. So min b'minus men atara is bat l'chad b'trei. You don't need shishin. Here's the thesis. On tzadik chesam and beis, dibra maschal man diyoma. It's only an asmach that this pasuk is talking about min b'minoi. And shishim is by mim sheina meaning because of tam shiikar. You assume that whenever you have shishim, 98% of all the yisurim will be bottled b'shishim. So they said always measure b'shishim. The Tais says the Hogmar is only asmakti, yeah, but the Tais is there in above Metzia Daphne and Gimel seems to be assuming like Rashi here. The Rashi on Tzadik Chesana Bay seems to assume that it's not just an asmakta. This is a real drashik mura. That whenever you have lach balach, you need shishim before you even begin to discuss anything. After you have shishim, so then if it's mimshen eminot and it's nice and tam, then it's a shaila whether tam kika is the rice of the rabbanah. And the whole din of tam kika begins after shishim. Up until shishim, there's nothing to discuss, even min b'mina, where it's any nice and tam. You also need shishim. And then, after you have shishim by min b'mina, he said, then you have a machleg, zabir and a chacham, whether min b'mina be mashu, or min b'mina is bottled. But even if you say min b'mina is bottled, that's how we accept la halacha, min b'mina is bottled, it's not going to be bottled chad b'trei min atar, you'll need shishim min atar. That's Rashi shita. That's a machlegis, Rashi and Tosis. So here, this big Tosis has a lot to say. And Tzadik Zayinim and all. Again, the Gemara says on the top of Tzadik Zayinim and base that Mim Demina, the Lekan Lemekam Atayim, you need Shishim. So that's going to be a Machlekes, Rashi and Tosis, whether the Shishim is the Rais or the Rabbanon. Tosis says that the Shishim is only the Rabbanon. Rashi says the Shishim is Minatar. Why did he introduce such a din of Shishim in the Rabbanon? What's the reason? Whenever you make a Gzer the Rabbanon, you have to have a reason. What did they make a Siog? Or to what? Pashtus otu min mishena mina by min mishena mina tam kika is the rice so there, and if you have shishim, so you're covered. 98% of the cases you're covered, everything is taken care of. So they introduced by min b'mina, you need shishim the rabban, exer the rabban otu min mishena mina. That's the pashtus. That's what the Shach quotes in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. He quotes from a lot of rishonim like that. They declared that min mishena mina need shishim the rabban, exer otu min b'mina. This is talking an important discussion. This gzera de rabbana mim shein amino otu mim b'minoi otu mim b'minoi need shishim de rabbanon otu mim b'shein aminoi. Take for example that truma requires mayo. If it's mim b'mina, you need mayo mid de rabbanon. Tosis points out that there's a sugya nida that the requirement for mayo is only mid de rabbanon. And then minatora really mim b'mina truma is batel chad b'trei. It's only mid de rabbanon that you need mayo. Then the Gemara says Truma is only also b'achilu muta b'hano, and or look like kerem is kofal isur. It's a double is, and not only is it also b'achilu, it's also b'hano. So since kofal isuro, it's a kofal bitula. So you need masayim. So the whole mayo is only midirabbanon. So the whole kavachaymer, the masayim is also only midirabbanon. So these are all midirabbanon that you need mayo by Truma by mimimina. You need masayim by or look like kerem by mimimina. The whole thing is only midirabbanon. That's al pi pash. That's what we assume. So take for example, we have a Mishnah, we discussed it the other day when we were talking about Noida HaTarubis, Idias HaBailim. We have a Mishnah, let's say a little bit of Truma, one unit of Truma falls into 120 units of Truma, Min B'mina, so it's bottled B'meyo. It's bottled Men HaTorah Chad B'trei, Med Rabban, you have Meyo, it's Lamahadrim, and Lamahadrim is bottled. Right, bottled. And then, after Idias HaBailim is bottled, then another unit of Truma falls out. Now I have two units of Truma, I only have 120 units of Chulit. So what do you do? So the Mishnah said, and the Tosefta spelled it out, and the Vilna Gaon quoted all of this, if there was Yedias HaBailim after the first unit of Truma fell in, so the Truma already became Nizbatla. Truma is Nizbatla, so it means that Isa Nepach Lios Heter, Bitl Beroiv. So now, I don't say I have 120 units of Heter, Chulin, and one unit of Truma. I say the Truma is Nizbatla. So I have 121 units of Heter, 121 units of Chulin. So now when another unit of Truma falls in, so I have 121 units of Heter to be Mevatlet. You don't say Chazminir. You don't say that you should be Mitzarv, the one unit of Truma that fell in before, but the one unit of Truma that fell in now, and you have two units of two, you have to have 200 against it, because it's a bottle bit mayor. You don't say like that. If there was no Yedias HaTarubis in between, so the first unit never became bottle. So it's treated as if Nafalu Bevasachas. Okay, so then you need mayor against both units. But since there was Yedias HaTarubis, so it's already, the first unit wasn't as bottle. So what would you say, let's say, if a little Issa falls in Min B'Shein Amino into Heter, and you have Shishim. A little Chazashmatz falls into the soup, and the soup is vegetable soup, potato soup, onion soup, I don't know what kind of soup it is. And the chaz hashmatz falls in and you have way more than shishim. Way more than shishim, so it's bottle of a shishim. Then, it is HaTarubis is bottle. Then, little later, a little more chaz and shmaltz falls in. And if you add up what fell in before, what fell in now, now you have nesinas tam. You can taste it. What would be the din in such a case? So the shach says that's nikar ho'isa. The shach claims that the halacha, that tam kikar, we paskan tam kikar deraisa. The halacha of tam kikar means that it's considered like it's nikar ho'isa. Why is it nikar ho'isa? Because when you taste it, chich oichal yitam. That's the lashon apostik in Iyov. Chich oichal yitam. Iyov is not talking about the hilchas taruvis, but if he can taste the yisa, that means that it's nikar ho'isa. So what is it going to help that the first unit of chaz shmaltz fell in and there was shishim at that time? And then you say, true, isa nepach lias heter, but now another little bit of isa falls in. Now I can taste the chaz shmaltz. You can taste it. So it means that it's nikar ho'isa. Let's say the Ramon Shulchan Aruch gives the following case. Let's say a little chaz shmaltz falls into vegetable soup. And you have shishim against it, it's bottled with shishim. But then I put the soup in the refrigerator. And when you put the soup in the refrigerator, so the schmaltz rises to the top. So the schmaltz was initially bottled with shishim, but now I separated it. What if I have the ability, what if I have a chemical procedure whereby I can separate the yisa from that? Are you mechuyev to separate? Let's say a little chazash, a little treifus falls into kosher, and there's an expensive chemical procedure that you can use that can separate the yisuf and that. You're not mechuyev to use that chemical procedure. This is inexpensive. Let's say if chazash schmaltz falls into soup, it doesn't cost any money. Take the whole soup, put it in the refrigerator, the schmaltz will rise to the top. So that's hefsha. So if you separate the yisuf and the hetas, it's easy to separate it. Put it in the refrigerator, it'll rise to the top. So if it doesn't cost any expensive amount of money, so you're mechuyev to separate it. If it's going to cost a fortune money, you're not mechuyev to separate it. But if you went ahead and you spent the money and you did separate it, you separated. So it's nikar ha'isa. Once it's nikar ha'isa, so it's no longer b'taruvus. Originally it was b'taruvus. At the time that it was taruvus, I said it was idias abaylim and isa nepach lias heta, it was bottled. But then if you separate it, see, it's back where you started again. So of course it's going to be awesome. So the Shach says, what if you cannot separate it? There's no way to separate the Isa from the Heter. A little bit of Isa fell in, and at the time that it fell in, there was Shishim against, there was not nice and tam, so it became bottled. Then a little bit of the same Isa falls in, and now if you add up the first bit with the second bit, now you can taste it. So he says, Gevald, you can taste it. So of course it's Chosev in here. That's like Moshul Amal David Daimon, like the Ramo says, if you put it in the refrigerator and the Shmaltz, the fat rises to the top. So you separate it, it's no longer b'tarubis. It's only bottle calls manas b'tarubis. Once you separate it, so it's no longer b'tarubis. A double pasha like that. So the Shach argues, once you can, a little more isa falls in, mim shein aminoi, so now it's discernible, you can taste the fact that it's there. The fact that you can taste it, that itself is considered nikar ha'isa. Then the Shach goes one step further and he said to him, why did they make a din de rabbanon that min b'mino lach balach min b'mino nit shishim? They made exer min b'mino oto min b'shein amino. That's what we assume. Min b'mino shishim is not min ator. Not like that Tosis in Bob Mitzir Daftun Gimel that Rebbe Kivega said he doesn't understand. And not like the Rashi on Tzadik Chesed and Beis. We assume that min b'mino even lach balach only nit shishim in the rabbanon. So what's the reason why they require shishim in rabbanon? So the Shach, in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches, quotes the Ramban and the Mishpah, quotes the Rishonim that they made Xer the Rabbanon, Mim v'minai, Ata Mim v'sheinimina. So the Shach says, since they made Xer, you should treat Mim v'min as if it's Mim v'sheinimina. If it would have been Mim v'sheinimina, it would have been nice and tam, it would have been Nikar ha'isir. So even though by Mim v'min, it's all the same thing. It's Yayin and Yayin and Cholim and Cholim, everything is all the same. But since Mim the Rabbanon, we're supposed to be treating it as if it would have been Mim v'sheinimina, so you treat it as if it were Nikar ha'isir. So you got to say Chayzevinir there as well. So well, when do you not say Chayzevinir? So the Shach says, well, the Mishnah in Trumas tells you when you don't say Chayzevinir. If you have Truma that fell in and it was bottled by Meyo, so now you have, let's say, 100, and you had originally 120 units of Chulin and one unit of Truma falls in, is bottled by Meyo, Min B'minoi. So the bottled by Meyo says, Isa Nepach Lias Heter. Then a little bit more of Truma falls in, so you have Shishim, you still have Shishim, but you no longer have Meyah. So the din of Meyah is an arbitrary halach, happens to be a din midrabbanon. It's not a din midatur. Tosis has a Gemara and neither words beferish. Din of Meyah is midrabbanon, din of Masayim by Orla Kla Kerem is only midrabbanon. So there, by Orla Kla Kerem, by Truma, that you need Meyah, as long as they have Shishim, So you wouldn't say chayz avinir. But once you no longer have shishim, say if it would have been min b'shein aminoi, you can taste it. So it's nikar ha'isa. Nikar ha'isa is says not a tarubis. Of course you have to say chayz avinir. It's no longer b'tarubis. Mashal ma David daimed the Ramos case. That if you put it in the refrigerator and the shmalt rises to the top, so of course it's going to be offer. And even min b'minoi, since it's exer the rabbanu, not the min b'shein aminoi, so you treat it as if it would have been nikar ha'isa, so also you got to say chayz avinir. So the shach says, when do you not say chayz avinir? So he says, by truma, which is b'meya, that's the Mishnah, by orla klei kerem, is the same as truma, except in tachshe kofal isir or kofal ala yasa. Since orla klei kerem is a double is, and not only asa b'achil, it's asa b'anoa, so it's mitachshe kofal isir, it's a double is, a kofal isiro. So kafal aliyasa, aliyah means to be oiled, to be bottled. So it's not enough with meyer, you need masai. So that's an arbitrary din that orla klei kerem happens to be midirabbanim. Happens to be midirabbanim. So just like by truma you don't say chayz avinir, so by orla klei kerem you also wouldn't say chayz avinir. Where else would you not say chayz avinir? So the shach writes there in tzadik tes, this is in siman tzadik tes. So the shach says another case where you would not say chayz avinir would be, let's say you have a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, min b'minoi. So chad betray is bottle. So after the isa becomes bottle in the heter, so I say isa nepach lias heter. So now I no longer say that I have two pieces that are mutter, one piece that's aser. The one piece that's aser now converted to become mutter. So let's say now I have three pieces that are mutter, and another piece falls in now. Another piece of isa falls in. So now I have two that are aser and two that are mutter. So the shach says, no, you don't say chayz avinir over there. The only time you say chayz avinir is when it's nikar ha'isir. When is that? When there's nesinas tam. So that's by shishim, by min m'shein aminim in atoira, and by min b'minim, you need shishim ad-rabbana. Gzeirot min m'shein aminim. So you treat min b'minim lach balach as if it would have been min m'shein aminim. So that's considered as if it's nikar ha'isir. But he says, by yovish b'yovish tarubisin, there is no tam. It's not shach talk, let's say yovish b'yovish. It's not shaykh to talk about Tom Kiker over there. And there is no din that you don't need shishim. They never made a din you need shishim matum mim shein amina. By mim amina yavish be yavish, it's enough with chad betray. So the shaykh says over there, you won't say chayz avinir. The prima gadim there quotes from the prichadosh who disagrees with the shaykh. He said, that's ridiculous. You no longer have a basic rife. So if you, I know with my eyes closed, I don't have a roif anymore. Originally, I had two chatichas that were mut and one chaticha that was os. I don't know which is which, they got mixed up. So I say, chad betray is bottle. So I say, all three pieces are mut. Fine. But then when another piece of isa falls in, I know what the facts are. I know I have two that are os and two that are mut. So you don't have the basic chad betray anymore. So if you don't have chad betray, that's called nikar ha'isa. The whole definition of a taruba says you have a roif het and miut iser. And it's ain't a nikar. But if you know that you don't have a rav heter, you know that you don't have a rav heter, it's two that are us or two that is mutter, so of course that's called nikar huisa. So that's what the pichodesh is masig on the shach. That should certainly be considered a nikar huisa.
Even in Svarah, don't we assume that the arubis of alak is more of a bishul because it is like a blue up? But if it's just the other, so the effect that one is having on the other to make it mahapik to be a double mutter now,
yeah,
is, I think it's the opposite of what we would usually assume.
Yes. The Gemara has a discussion in Cyrus on Daf Chav Gimel. Whenever you have bitl beroiv and the miut is bottle, how do you treat it? Sounds like a philosophical abstract chakira with no nafkaminas. But the Gemara has a few nafkaminas there. So the Gemara has a shardi say that the miut that's nizbatl and the roiv miut is command the isay dami or miut command the leisay dami. You say miut is command the leisay dami. It's not here. But you say no, miut command the isay dami, and it's still mutter. Very strange hakira. So the Gemara gives a few nafkaminas. So halacha lamaisa, the Rambam splits in the psak, and the Kesem Mishnah writes, he doesn't know what it's based on. So then the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Marikurkis. Marikurkis wrote a running commentary on the side of the Rambam. Now they have it, a new Rambam's they have it printed on the side. So the Marikurkis says that the Rambam understood that once you get to the Maskana of the Sugya and Bcheres Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara meant to distinguish, the Rambam read it like that, the Gemara meant to distinguish between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. That if the Tarub is of Lach B'Lach and it becomes Nizbatel, then I treat it Kamanda Leisei Dami. It should be better. But if it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, each chatiha is separate. They didn't. There is no blila. It's a tarubis of suffik. So there the halacha treats it like it's commanded isei domi. And the Rambam has an afkamina halacha lamaisa based on that assumption. The lach b'lach, I say commanded leisei domi. Yavish b'yavish, I say commanded isei domi. So this distinction between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish, that by lach b'lach, the Marikurkin shows in the Rambam. The Rambam read the maskanas ha-sugi m'chores daf chav kimel, that by lach b'lach I say that the mirut is command the leisei domi, by yavish b'yavish I say mirut is command the isei domi, but still you're allowed to say bitl b'ra, but it's still command the isei domi. So this is quoted not only by the Rambam, the Ramban Hilchos Pesach makes such a distinction regarding chayz v'nir by chametz shenis batl koydem ha-pesach. If you had one chametz, the gematzah got mixed up with two pesach, the gematzah, they look exactly the same, and there's no way to tell the difference. So the din is that chametz kodem ha-pesach is batel b'shishim. Chametz kodem ha-pesach is not b'mashu. We spoke about that, the Rambam and Tosfos, whether chametz be'er of pesach would be b'mashu or not. So the Rambam says we don't accept the Rambam's opinion. We pass chametz kodem ha-pesach is not b'mashu. So let's say that taruvus of chametz that mixed up before pesach, if you want to eat it on erev pesach, I say it's not b'mashu. What if I didn't eat it on erev pesach? Now I left the taruvus, I want to eat it on pesach. Do you say, since it was in this battle before Pesach, I'm permitted to continue to eat it? I could have eaten it on Erev Pesach, and I can continue to eat it into Pesach. Or do you say, no, that true on Erev Pesach chametz is not b'mashu, but bet Pesach it is b'mashu. Maybe I should call that chayz v'nir. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah comes up with this compromise, that if it's a tarubis of lach b'lach, you don't say chayz v'nir, and it's a tarubis of yavish b'yavish, and you do say chayz v'nir. So what's the distinction between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish? So Shlomo LeVilner has in the back of the Vilna Shas, he was the Magia on the Vilna Shas. So in the back of the Vilna Shas, they printed his Ha'oris, the Cheshek Shlomo. Some Choris on the Avchav Gimel, he points out that that psak of the Ramah, the Pshor of the Ramah, that by lach b'lach, you should say, Shinis batel kodem ha-pesach, you don't say chayz v'nir. By yavish b'yavish, you do say chayz v'nir. That's straight from the Rambam. The Rambam has that compromise between lach b'lach and yavish b'yavish. In other words, we are distinguishing that lach b'lach, the miut is considered command the leisei domi, that's why you don't say chayz v'nir. And by yavish b'yavish, you say it is command the leisei domi. So you're right. And in one sense, I say that the bitl of lach b'lach is much better than the bitl of yavish b'yavish. Lach b'lach, the Rambam and the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Paskin, that is command the leisei domi. Yavish b'yavish is command the leisei domi, and it's a heta that you're allowed to eat it. But over here, the Shach claims, here it'll happen af kamina in the opposite direction. We'll be machme more by lach b'lach, by chayz v'nir, then we will by yavish b'yavish. Why? Because by lach b'lach, if you can taste it, if you no longer have shishim, you can taste the tam ho'isu. So the Shach understood that tam ki'ikar, we have to paskan tam ki'ikar deraisa. It would have been the same if you paskan tam ki'ikar lav deraisa as well. What happens that we paskan tam ki'ikar is deraisa? What does it mean, tam ki'ikar? If you can taste the tam, it's considered like nikar ho'isa. You didn't have to necessarily say like that. That's how the Shach understood. That when you have nesinas tam, and you can taste the isa that's nesarev, nesbatl, and neheter, then since you can taste it, it's considered as if it's nikar ho'isa. Some Rishonim hold beferish natzad. We had the Rabbeinu Yosef Meir Olanz, who said, and we had a long tosfos. Yosef Meir Olanz was of the opinion that true tam kiker is their isa here. That was the Tosfos Tzadik Ches Amud Beis going over to Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph. Yosef Meir Olanz was of the opinion whenever you have an isa that's only tam kiker, so you don't get malchus. It's only an isa rase. How come you don't get malchus? The answer is the iker, the isa that has an isa lav on it, the nevela, the chazer, whatever the treifus is, that was taka batel b'shishim, batel b'roiv. It's batel b'roiv. The fact that it's nice and tam is a new marker from a new pasuk. The pasuk says, by giuli klei midyon, you have to do hagole on the treif kelim. If you don't do hagole, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat the food that you cook in the kli, because the food is going to have a tam of the treif blia that was nivle into the doif nakdera. So he said, that's only an isa esi. It's not an isa lav. So he doesn't believe in what the rabbin and tam coins the term. He doesn't believe in a hadri l'isurikama. Doesn't believe a hadith surikama means obviously it's not nikar ha'isa. Just the fact that it's nice and tam. If it would have been nikar ha'isa, there should have been a lav with malchus. Or the Rambam, the way the Vilna Gaon understood the Rambam, whenever you have tam kika, there's a lav, but there's no koris. If it's chelav adam, a chametz bepesach that got mixed in, and you'll eat it, so it'll be over a lav, but you won't be chayv koris. So the Ramban asked manam shach, if tam kika, there should be koris. If you don't believe in tam kika, so there's no koris, so there should be no lav. So the Vilna Gaon says in Hilchos Pesach, the Rambam is of the opinion like the Rabbi Yosef Meir Olanz, that the Yisr is really in this battle, and it's a new Yisr, except Rabbi Yosef Meir Lanz claims the new Yisr is only an Yisr Aseh. The Torah says, Giuli Klei Midyan, you have to kasha the Kedem. If you didn't kasha and you ate the soup that was cooked in the pot, that has the bliyev and the treif of pot, so you did wrong. So you're right around the essay of Hagola. But it's only an essay, it's not a lav. So the Rambam holds also like that. The Issa really is Nizbatel, it's not called Nikar Hu Issa, even though you can taste the Issa, it's not Nikar Issa. But instead of saying it's only an Issa Aseh, learned off in Giuli Klei Midyan, so the Rambam holds that there's a lav that says, by Chomitz Bepesa, kol machmetzes lo sachelu, and that word machmetzes means tarubis, a tarubis of Chomitz. So despite the fact that the Chomitz is bottled beroy, we have a pasuk that says, kol machmetzes lo sachelu, it's a lav. So there will be malchus, because he violated a lav. And it's from this pasuk that I derived to kol ha-terukula that tam ki ikir is their rice. So this pasuk only says kol machmetzes lo sachelu. It doesn't say yechayv karis if you eat it. So if you hold like the Rambam, if you hold like that Rambam, the way the Vilna Gaon understood the Rambam, or if you hold like Rabbi Yosef Meir Lanz, so obviously you're assuming that tam ki ikir their rice does not mean that it's nikir hu isa. It's nikir isa, it should be the original isa with malchus and with karis and the whole works, like the Ramban argues. Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos argues with the Rambam. What did he count kol machmetzes lo sachelu as a separate lav? The Rambam counts, the Rambam lists off which are the 613 mitzvahs. So he says there are 365 mitzvahs lo sachelu and 248 mitzvahs sachelu. So he counts as two mitzvahs lo sachelu and the minyan mitzvahs of the lavim. One lav not to eat chametz and one lav not to eat tarubas chametz. What do you mean not to eat tarubas chametz? Tam ki ikir. So tarubas chametz is the same lav as eating chametz. Yechayv karis and the whole work. So the Vilna Gaon claims that the Rambam counted as a separate lav. That is the lav of tam ki ikir and kol ha-terukula. That really the Isser is in this battle, and the fact that it's nice and tam doesn't prevent the bitl from setting in. No, like Rabbi Yosef Meir Lanz, the bitl is chal. It's not called nikar ha-isser. It's not nikar. If it would be nikar, if you say whenever it's nice and tam and you can taste it, chicha echel yitam, it's called nikar ha-isser. So there's no tarubis at all. So everyone will agree that there's going to be a lav and karis in the whole works. So the Rambam holds no. The Isser is nizbatel, and it's a new Isser. So just like Rabbi Yosef Meir Lanz holds, it's only an Isser Asay. So the Rambam holds only an Isser Loisase. It's a new lav. Kol machmetz, not the regular lav, not the chametz bepesach. So the Shach holds not so. The Shach holds that whenever you have an Asinas Tam, that's considered Nikar Hu Isser, and that's mamash ahadrili surakam, and that prevents the Isser from being chal. And just like the Ramos said, if you had a pot of soup and the chazah shmaltz became this batel, the shas ma'aser, but then you put it in the refrigerator and the schmaltz rises to the top, so it's chayzev and esar. You don't say that once it's mutter, it's mutter. No, I separated it and it's no longer betarubis, and now it's nikar hu isa. So who had the nami if isa fell in, a little isa fell into heter and there was shishim, and it became this batel, isa nepech liyas heter. And then another little bit of isa fell in, now you no longer have shishim, you add up the original isa with this isa. The same Issa, and now you can taste it. So the Shach says that's called Nikar Issa. So Nikar Issa, there's no longer any bitl. That's what the Shach holds. The Shach holds, the Shach insists on this Chichoichal Yitam. Whenever you can taste the flavor of the Issa, that's what Tam Kikar was all about. It means that that's called Nikar Issa. So the Shach writes a Dovah Poshut. How do you determine whether any given Tarubis is labeled as Min B'minoi? And the need for shishim is only midirabbanon, or it's labeled as mimshenimina, so the need for shishim is midiraisa. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? Whether the bottom line you need shishim by lach balach, whether it's mimimina, mimshenimina, you need shishim. But if it's mimshenimina, you need shishim and atur, because that's called tamkiyika deraisa. And by mimbimina, you need shishim only midirabbanon, xera mimbimina, at the mimshenimina. So the shishim there is only midirabbanon. What's the difference halacha lemaisa? So the mechaber gives you the difference. What if you have a suffix shishim? You're not sure whether you have shishim or not. So if it's achshashisa deraisa min b'shein aminoi, so then min b'shein aminoi need shishim in aturah, so safik shishim, and safik deraisa lechumer. That's the machabit beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. He starts off tam kika deraisa, and therefore shishim and min b'shein aminoi is deraisa, and a safik shishim is a safik deraisa lechumer. However, the next sif, the machabit writes, what if it's a taruvus and min aminoi, so min aturah is batel b'roiv, the whole need for shishim is only with the Rabbanon, so since only with the Rabbanon, so if you're not sure whether you have shishim or not, so that's a suffix the Rabbanon lakulam. So the Ramah writes, now how do you determine whether it's mid b'mina, mid b'shein aminoi? So the Shach says, what do you mean, how do you determine? If you taste it, if it has two different flavors, so if you can taste it, so it's mid b'shein aminoi. If it has the same taste, so it's going to be, it's not nikar hu isa. If it has a different taste, then you can taste the flavor. That is nimshena mina. Then it's nikurisa. Then it's, so the Rama says no. There's a machlokes abaye v'rove in maseches avodah zarah. The Tosis quotes over here. Avodah zarah daf samach vav amud aleph. So there's a machlokes abaye v'rove. How do you determine whether any given taruvus is mim minoy or mim shein minoy? Does it go basa shmaz linan or does it go basa taima az linan? Take for example, the two different kinds of wine. This is called wine and that's called wine, but this is a sweet wine and this is a dry wine. Totally different flavors. So if you mix them up together, you can discern that the whole taste is different. It used to be very sweet, and now it's not as sweet as it was before. It used to be very dry, and now it's a little bit sweet. Totally different flavors. But if you go basa shmaz lina, wine and wine is mim mina. If you go basa taima, so then it should be considered mim shein mina. Let's say you have grape juice. I squeezed out grapes, and I have grape juice. So it tastes exactly the same. The grape juice didn't have a chance to ferment yet. So it has the same flavor as the grapes. I just squeezed that out today. And now, let's say one of them is treif and the other one is kosher. And now they get mixed in together. So grapes and grape juice, if you go basa shmaz lina, it should be mim shein mina. If you go basa taima, it's exactly the same time. It got the flavor because I squeezed it up in the grapes. So that's a machloikas abai v'rove in Avodah Zarah and Dav Samach Vav and Aleph. And it's not from the six cases Yalkagam where we paskin like Abaye. So the din is like Rava, and Rava paskins basa shmaz lina. To determine whether it's mim shein mina, it depends on what it's called. In Lashem of the Adam, doesn't depend basa taima. So the Shach says that's impossible. It doesn't make any sense. The whole idea behind Mim Shein Aminoi requiring Shishim is because since Chicha Echel Yitam, you can taste it. So whenever you can taste it, so it's considered Nikar Ha'isa. So of course it depends on Basa Taimaz. How does it make sense to say Basa Shema? So the Shach says if you look in the Sugya there, it's not talking about what we're talking about at the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. We said that you need Shishim in Atar by Mim Shein Aminoi because Tam Kika Deraisa. And that depends, Basa Taima Azlin, and of course, Basa Taima. Never was a machloikis on that. He says the machloikis there, Abai Barab, is a different machloikis. If you all like Rebuta, the mimimimino is b'mashahu. Tzachok, mimimimino is b'mashahu. And Rashi happens to paskin like Rebuta. And Rashi says, how do I know to paskin like Rebuta? Because there's a machloikis, Abai Barab, in Avodah Zarah, Dav Samach Vav. How do you determine whether it's any taruvus is mim shein mina? Do you go basa taima? Do you go basa shma? What's a nafka mina? So Rashi understood the whole nafka mina is because we're going to paskin abai v'rabba both assuming that Allah is like Reb Yude, the mim mina is b'mashu. So that's the question. How do you determine whether it's mim mina b'mashu or not? So does it depend on basa shma? Does it depend on basa taima? That's what the Shach says. Or let's say so it's an offering gemara that the din is like Reb Yude. So how does Taisus have the chutzpah to paskan against Abai Virova? The Taisus says, no, the sugya there in Abai Zarah is talking about, let's say Truma is betela, Truma needs Meya if it's Mim Mimina. And Orla Klakaram needs Masayim if it's Mim Mimina. If it's Mim Mishayim Mimina, it's a Beferish and Mishnah that it depends on the Sinas Tam. If it's Mim Mimina, there is no Sinas Tam. So then the Halacha says, according to Rabbi Yehuda B'mashu, according to the Chachamim, it's not B'mashu, but if it's Truma, you need Meya. So Orla Klakaram, you need Masayim. Or Yayin Nesach, the Mishnah has there. Yayin Nesach is b'mashu. So Yayin Nesach b'mashu is only if it's mim b'mino, Yayin b'yayin, or mayim b'mayim. But if it's mim b'shein amino, Yayin Nesach, mim b'shein amino, so then the halacha says that that it's not b'mashu, it's b'nesin estam. So in all the cases, if you hold like Reb Yehuda, the mim b'mino b'mashu, you say Yayin Nesach is b'mashu. Or Tosis quotes Tevel is also b'mashu. That's a Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah. Tosis quotes a Brisa in the end of Avodah Zarah. The two things that are b'mashu, Yai Nesach is b'mashu, and Yai Nesach is b'mashu, and Tevel is b'mashu. Tosis says Chometz is also b'mashu, but it's not put together in the listing because Chometz is b'mashu b'min m'shein amina. So that's a different animal. That's a different thing. It's a different story. And these two that are quoted together in the Braisa that Tevel is b'mashu, Yai Nesach is b'mashu, that's only Mim b'mina. Mim b'shein amina is b'nesin astam. So that Chumrah, that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Chumrah, Mim b'mina is b'mashu, or we say Yai Nesach is, we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we don't hold Mim b'mina b'mashu. We hold that Yai Nesach is b'mashu, and Tevel is b'mashu. Yai Nesach is b'mashu because of the Chumrah of Yai Nesach. Well, Machmer, Yai Nesach is Avodah Zarah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, If you have the Gemara says in Svachim, and I find out if you have Tabat Shel Avodah Zarah, let's say you have a statue that the Nochrim worship, a totem pole that they worship. So not only is the actual Dovah Shel Avodah Zarah, the deity, is also Banuah, they worship it. Let's say they dress it up and they have jewelry on the Avodah Zarah. So the Pasuk says, you're not allowed to take the Kesev Zav Aleim. Kesev Zav means the jewelry on the idol. So from that pasuk we derive that not only is the actual Avodah Zarah Asa Banuah, the Noyei Avodah Zarah is Asa Banuah. We pointed out a few times there are four things that are Asa Banuah. The actual Avodah Zarah, the Noyei Avodah Zarah, the Tekruvis Avodah Zarah, whatever you offer, and the Meshamshi Avodah Zarah. If you have a knife that you use to shech karbonis for the Avodah Zarah, you have a frying pan that you burn incense on, you have a kli that you use to do nisachayah in front of the Avodah Zarah. So those are called the altar that you offer karbonis on. So Meshamshi Avodah Zarah are also Asa Banuah. So there's a Gemara in Maseches Zvachim. The Gemara has in Zvachim, where is it? Dafayin Dalet, I think. So the Gemara says there, if you have a tabas shel Avodah Zarah, shenisarva b'meya tabos, shenisarva b'elof tabos, all the rings are Asa. Why is the tabas shel Avodah Zarah Asa in the first place? Noyei Avodah Zarah. They put this tabas on the ring of the statue. They deify the statue. They worship the statue. They don't worship the ring, but since they worship the statue, so the Noyei Avodah Zarah are also Asa Banuah. So the Gemara says, if you have a tabas shel Avodah Zarah got mixed up with other tabas, so it's b'mashu. Why? Mazeh pitom. Why is the tabas shel Avodah Zarah b'mashu? What kind of a din is that? So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and Tosis. It's important to keep this in mind, because the Vilna Gaon is going to use this machlekes to farem for the Shach's kasha. So he points out there's machlekes, Tosis in the Rambam. Why is it tabas shel Avodah Zarah b'mashu? The Tosis says, because tabas, it's not like the cheap rings that they sell when you put a nickel into the candy machine, so you get a candy with a ring. The ring is worth pachas m'shavah pruta. So if you want to buy a box of rings, mistam, and they sell it by the weight. You buy 10 pounds full of rings, so you don't buy it by the unit, you buy it by the box. So that's not called a cheap piece of junk like that. That's not called a dovish and a minion. It's not. You're buying it one at a time. But when they sell it, when the wholesaler sells it to the retailer, he sells it by a whole carton. But if you have a real expensive ring that costs $1,000, $5,000, you don't sell a box full of rings. You sell each ring is sold by unit, individually. So that's called a davish of a minyan. So Tosfos said that's a din. A davish of a minyan, a ring is usually a davish of a minyan. So that's why tabas shel Avodah Zarah is not batal. Lav davka tabas shel Avodah Zarah. Who would have been a tabas shel Or Lo Klal Kerem would have also been. But there ain't no such thing. There is no tabas shel Or Lo Klal Kerem. It doesn't exist. The only kind of a ring that could be asa banuah is tabas shel Avodah Zarah. But the reason why it's b'mashu is not because chumer Avodah Zarah, because tabas is a davish of a minyan. And the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. The Rambam says no, because we have a pasuk by Avodah Zarah that says Liyibak biyotcha meuma min acherim. That pasuk rather doesn't say by Avodah Zarah. That pasuk says by Yirin Idachas, that you're not allowed to take anything from the acherim, from the possessions of the Anshei Yirin Idachas. He's supposed to burn down the whole city. He's supposed to burn all of the property of all of the people who live in the city. Even nichsi tzadikim, you have to burn also. Even the property of all the people who live in the city. So the pasuk says, you're not allowed to get anor from anything that belonged to anybody in the city. But the Gemara in the end of Makkis assumes that the reason why the nichsei irani dachas haras avonah, because it's a dovah shel Avodah Zarah. So if you have an Avodah Zarah mamish, that for sure is a dovah shel Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, one is nana me'atzei asherah, one is nana from any kind of Avodah Zarah, also gets malchus for that lav. Doesn't only apply to the nichsei anshiirani dachas, to the property that belongs to the people who live in the city, it even applies to a regular Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam says the word me'uma has the connotation of kol shehu. Lo yidbak biyotcha me'uma min acherem. So therefore Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. Some achronim want to say according to the Rambam that it's a din deraisa. Usually we assume mashu is only the rabbanon. Where do you have something that's not batal min haTorah? We said someone pointed out the Tosfos and Davova Mebeis. In the beginning of Bob Mitzvah, Taisa sounds like the whole that burial of Bitela is a din deraisa. The Taisa by Kofet Zech Min Amnuim, we were reading it yesterday. So Shvera Taisa, we assume all these dinim are only the Rabbanon. Burial, Dovish Beminyan, Chatech Roilus Kabeid, everything is only made the Rabbanon. Bnei Adam, that was a Chiddush. Taisa said Beferish, Bnei Adam and Atorah Bitelim, just made the Rabbanon, the Balechaim La Biteli. And Chavis Das and Simi Kuf Yud claims, according to the Ramban quoted by the Ran and Gittin, he claims that Bnei Adam are not bottle menater. But that was a chiddush. Fash, this is menater. Everything is bottle. So the way the Rambam writes it, it sounds as if Abedizar is b'mashu is min haTorah because of the pasuk. The Pashta says that he probably means that it's only a din mid rabbanan. Probably does mean that it's a din min haTorah that Abedizar is b'mashu. You know, has a whole sefer. Rabbi Chalap's father, Rabbi Chil Michal Chalap, wrote I think two or three volumes on one daf in Maseches Abedizar. Because when his father passed away, Rabbi Yankel Moshe Chalap, the daf Yomi was learning that daf. In Avodah Zarah, I don't remember the whole story, maybe he died over a Gemara or something. So Rabbi Chil Micha Chalap wrote two or three Svarim on that one Daf Gemara. So he discusses everything by Harchava, anything that appears on that Daf and anything that's related to that. So this is one of the topics that's related. This may be in the second volume, I don't know if it's in the first volume. What's it called? I forgot already. Chof Yamim, these are called Chof Yamim, this one. So he discusses this Rambam. He quotes some Achrayim understood the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah saying Tabashal Avodah Zarah's b'mashu is a din min haTorah. That pasuk is really a din min haTorah. Means koshu. Where did the Rambam get it? The Rambam invented a drasha on his own. Liyidbach biyotcha me'um menachem means koshu. No, it's a Mishnah in Masech Shabbos. Mishnah and Shabbos, you have two and a half prokim in a row that the Mishnah gives you the shiurim for haitzah. Every malacha has a shiur. So what's the shiur for haitzah? So the Mishnah says, Bariches, it depends. If you're carrying metal, the shear is this. If you're carrying paper, the shear is that. Carrying parchment, the shear is this. Carrying Michael Odom, the shear is this. Carrying Michael Behemoth, the shear is that. If you're carrying wood, a different shear. Every material has a different shear. So the Mishnah says, what if I have a Dovah Shal Avodah Zarah, that's also Bahanoah, and you're supposed to dispose of it. And I throw it out of the house, I throw it in the garbage. So that's, the Mishnah calls that a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. If you take, I live in my house, it's a Rishus HaYachid, and I throw the garbage out into the street in the middle of Broadway, in the middle of Rishus HaRabim Derais. So I did Haitzor Derais, but I'm throwing it out into the garbage. Not that I really want it, I don't want it to be in the house. So the Mishnah gives, that's the machleg, the original machleg is HaTanai, Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa, but it's an Issa Derais and Issa Derabam. So the Rama happens to paskin that it's an Issa Deraisa, the Rama and the Balamor paskin. Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Deraisa. And Rov HaRishonim have accepted the Psak, like the Tana Reb Shimon, that ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa is only an Issa Derabana. So then the Mishnah says, and what's the Shir if you hold that it's an Issa Deraisa? If you hold it's the Rabbana, it's the Rabbana. The Chatzah Shir is also us. But if you hold that you're dealing with an issue Deraisa, so what's the Shir? How big does the piece of Avodah Zarah have to be that you should be over on Haitzah? So the Mishnah says kol shehu, because it says liyibach biyotcha me'uma menacher. So the Mishnah says kol shehu, but the Mishnah kol shehu, when we call mashehu, are two different things. Kol shehu means how big does the piece of Avodah Zarah have to be? A kazayis, a kebetza, a tefach worth, how much volume does the Avodah Zarah have to be? So the Mishnah says a kol shehu of Avodah Zarah, you have to get rid of, as it says in the pasuk, liyibach biyotcha me'uma menacher. Even a kol shehu of the Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to maintain in your possession. You got to get rid of it. You have to dispose of it. You're not allowed to leave it in the house. So one Tana says that's a malacha derais. If you throw it out into the street, you're over on haitzah, even though it's ain't tzvicha l'gufa, and there's no minimum shir. So the Rambam took that Mishnah that it says mu'uma in the chumash, and the Mishnah understands that it means kol shehu, and he applied it to mashu. The Rambam understood the Gemara in Zvachim Dafayin Dalet Tabashal Avodizar Shinasarva B'meya Taboyz that they're all Osir. He didn't understand like Tosis because it's Dovish of Minyan, because you always sell rings by the unit. You don't sell rings by a pound of rings, an ounce of rings. You sell the rings by the unit. Each ring is sold separately. So Tosis understood the Gemara's Lab Dafka Tabas Shalavidizar. Any Tabas that's Osir. There's no other Hechitim. So where do you have a Tabas that's Osir? It can't be Macholas Asuras. It's made from metal. So of course, the only thing that Shaykh is going to be Tabas Shalavidizar. And the Rambam understood, no, the Iker reason why it's b'mashu is because Shal Avodah Zarah, not because Tabas is Davash Minyan. Because Shal Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. So the Rambam writes a pasuk me'uma. So he put together the Gemara in Zvachim, that Tabas Shal Avodah Zarah is b'mashu because it's Avodah Zarah. And then he understood that the reason for that is the pasuk me'uma. Just like the Mishnah says, Avodah Zarah is b'kol shehu. So he understood Avodah Zarah is b'mashu. That bitl doesn't help, Avodah Zarah is mashu. So that's the question. The Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos is taka saying a din deraisa, that the shear is b'kol shehu. There is no minimum shear. You're not allowed to leave Avodah Zarah in your rishus, even if it doesn't have any minimum volume of a weight or a volume or a weight. That's b'mashu, but b'kol shehu. But over here, the Pashtus is that this is only a din the Rabbanan. Even though it's quoting a Pasuk, the Pashtus is it's only an Asmachtim of the Rabbanan. So when the Gemara has, here Tosis has a discussion, that halacha that the Avodah Zarah is b'mashu, and then the Mishnah says that the Yayin Nesach is b'kol shu. The Mishnah says Yayin Nesach is b'kol shu. So Tosis writes, if you have the Tosis in Chulin, Tzarek Zayinam and Aleph, it's about 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. V'yayin nesach dekama hasam b'mashu, that Mishnah that says in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah that yayin nesach is b'mashu, Amar Rabbeinu Tam that davke b'yayin shenistasach lefnei Avodah Zarah. Only actual yayin nesach mamish. We don't have yayin nesach today. If you go to the right places, you'll find yayin nesach mamish. But the standard, the kpeda that we have, not to buy wine that's manufactured by non-Jews, that's called stam yayinim. That's not an isa deraisa. That's an isa derabbanan. Stam yayinim deyasa because of an esayim. So Rabbeinu Tam says only yayin shenistasach lefnei Avodah Zarah. That's b'mashu. But stam yayinim. But if you just have Michlal, the inference from the Chuvas Agaynim and the Ksav Yad Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim, his name was Bonfis. So they called him in Hebrew, they called him Tuvelim. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. So he wrote the Ksav Yadah, he copied over Chuvas Agaynim. So in the Chuvas Agaynim it says, comment on the Mishnah in the end of Avodah Zarah, Yayin Nesach is b'mashu. So the Gaynim write, Yayin Shenistasach lefnei Avodah Zarah. We know what Yayin Nesach is. What are they driving at? They're trying to say what the Rabbi in the Tam said. Michlal, the inference from the Chuvas Agaynim is, the Stam Yeinam, Usharisum chutz mitevo v'yayin Nesach, it will be batel b'shishim. It's not going to be b'mashu. This is really problematic. This same Tosis appears in Psochim, around Daf Lamed Amud Aleph or so. And there Rabbi Kivega says, Apella, how can Taisa say that? They're Beferish Igmaras that say not so. Igmaras say Beferish, so Stam Yainim is also B'mashu. So the answer is, yeah, in the days of the Tanaim, Stam Yainim used to be B'mashu, Otu Yayin Nesach. But in the Shulchan Aruch it says that B'zman Azeh, in the days of the Rishayim already, the Nochrim are not so lohut to be Menasech de Yayin. So the Stam Yainim today is more kal than it used to be in the days of the Tanaim. So B'zman Azeh we pask on the Stam Yainim is no longer B'mashu. So just to review again, the Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah says a Braisa that there are two things that are b'mashu. The only two things mentioned in the Braisa were Tevel and Yayin Nesach. So Yayin Nesach is b'mashu mishum chumrat Avodah Zarah. Why is Tevel b'mashu? Why should Tevel be b'mashu? So the Gemara says, they are not daf in Avodah Zarah. Ketero kach yisuro. If you have Tevel, hatovul l'truma gdoila. So how much truma gdoila do you have to take out? So the Gemara says, menatar chitach as pateris as kolakri. If you have a whole room full of tevel, you take one little mashu, that's enough to remove the yisa tevel for the truma. If I already took out the truma, I didn't take out my serishon, I took out my serishon, didn't take out my shesheni, so that's not kosher. You have to take out 10% of what's left of truma gdoila. For my serishon, then you have to take out 10% of what's left, you have to take that out. For the Maiser Sheni or for the Maiser Rani. But if you didn't take out the Truma Gedolah yet, so Ketera Kach Isuro. Just like the Isa Tevel is removed by taking out a Mashu, so if Tevel gets mixed in with Mashu with Chulin, with Sukanim, so the Shir is also the Mashu. That's how the Tanam said Din Medi Rabbanan. Ketera Kach Isuro. That's a Din Medi Rabbanan. So the Brice only lists off two things. Tevel is b'mashu, Ketera Kach Isuro, and Yayin Nesach is b'mashu Mishum Chumrat Avodah Zarah. Yayin Nesach is b'mashu. And Bizman HaGemara, the din was taka, that Stam Yenim is also b'mashu. It's Bizman HaZeh that it's not so. Bizman HaZeh b'mekel, because over the generations, the Avdei Avodah Zarah are less adukim in the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah has a lashon that the Nochrim who worship Avodah Zarah today, they're not really ma'aminim, it's only minigab sein b'yedeim. That's what their ancestors did, so they did also. The truth of the matter, they don't really believe in it. A lot of the Galachim don't believe in the whole story with Yoshke, with the Mother Mary, with the whole Chad Gadya. A lot of the Galachim think that it's malarkey, but that's what they do for a living. So that's their panosis, so they go along with the story. So that's the Lashon HaGemara. Minigab b'sein b'yedeim. So Bizman HaZeh were Mekel. Bizman HaZeh, what Tosis says from the Chuvas HaGoinim and Rabbeinu Tam, that stam yenim is bottled b'shishim, that's bisman hazeh, bisman hatano, and taka is stam yenim is also mamashu. So again, so Tosi says, how come the b'raisa there in the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah only lists off yayin nesach and tevel, why doesn't it say chametz? So if you would have asked me, I would have given a different, I would have said that chametz b'mashu was instituted bisman ha'amarayim. You know, it didn't exist. Bizman HaTanoim, no one, none of the Tanoim came up with that idea. There's Amarayim, and Psachim Daflam and Omer Aleph. Amarayim had all Machlaikas, and it was accepted. Historically, it was introduced later. Tosis doesn't give that answer. Tosis gives, maybe they agree that that answer is true, but they give a better answer. They say the Dinim are not the same. They say that Yayin Nesach and Tevel Abimashu only Mim B'minoi. Mim B'shein Minoi is B'shishim. Chomis bepesel his b'mashu who bein b'minah bein shaloi b'minah. So it doesn't fit in with the other two. So that's why the Brisa didn't put it. It's more chomer, totally different. And historically, it was introduced in the days of the Amorai Malpi Pashtus. So we have a few areas of halacha where it's important to determine whether you're given taruvis that you're talking about is the mim b'minah mim b'shein b'minah. It's relevant for Rabbi Yehuda's din. Rabbi Yehuda holds mim b'minah b'mashu. It's relevant for the din. Yai Nesach is b'mashu, at least b'zman HaTanoim. The real Yai Nesach is b'mashu. Tevel is b'mashu, only min m'minoi. Then you have Chometz is irrelevant. Chometz ben m'minoi ben shalom m'minoi is b'mashu anyway. Then it's relevant for Truma is b'meyo. And Orla Klai Kerem is b'masayim. That's only min m'minoi. Min m'shein m'minoi is not so. So in all of these cases, it's Nogea La'aloch is in min m'minoi is min m'shein m'minoi. So that's a machlokes Abai v'Rove. Whether Abai holds that you go bus a timer, whatever, whenever the timim are the same, then it's called min minim. Whenever the timim are not shovim, then it's called min mishen minim. We don't accept Abai's opinions. Not from the Al-Kigami, Paskin like Rove, that is basa shmo azlina, not basa time azlina. So the Ramah writes in the beginning of Tzadik Ches, there's a difference between shishim by min minim, shishim by min shen minoi, min mishen minim, shishim is min atur, min minim, shishim is min derabban, xerim, min mishen minim, min minotu, min mishen minoi. And halacha lemaisa, there's a difference. If the shishim is needed, menatoras hasafik shishim is lechumra, the sveka deraisa lechumra. And if the shishim is only needed midirabbanon by min b'minoi, so the safik shishim is going to be mutter. So how do you decide whether any given taruvus is a min b'minah, min b'shein b'minah? So the Ramah says, we know how we pass like rovitz, basar shmazlina. All depends on what it's called. Doesn't depend basar taima. Irrelevant. It's irrelevant what the flavors are. The only thing that counts is basa shmo. So the shach is masik. What is the Ramah talking about? He's wrong. Basa shmo, basa taima, that, then we paskan like rove, basa shmo azlinan. That's by all the other cases. Rabbi Yudashit, and by Tevel, and by Orlo, and by Kaloy Akerim, all of those, by Truma, all those cases it's relevant. Is a mim, 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 shen, mim. When we talk about Tam Ki Iker, of course, depends on Tam. Tam depends on basa taima azlinan. Because the shach goes with the shita that whenever it's tam ki iker, it's nice and tam, so it's nikar ho'isr. That's why the shach holds that it's choiz of an ear. And he even went a step further. He said, even min b'minoi, you need shishim ad-rabbanon, ekzeirot, the min m'shein aminoi. That's the gemara on the top of tzarek zayinam and beis. Min b'minoi, the lekel mekam ataima. Then you need shishim. So he quoted the Ramban and the Rashba, say that's ekzeirot, min b'shein aminoi. So I treat min b'minoi, lach b'lach, as if it would have been min b'shein aminoi, as if you can taste the flavor. So he says, whenever you can taste it, it's nikar ho'isr. So tasting nikar ha'isr, that depends on basa taima, doesn't depend on basa shmo. So obviously the Ramah does not agree. The Ramah does not understand. The Ramah thinks in a certain sense, he thinks like Rabbi Yosef too, Rabbi Yosef Mirolans, and like that Rambam, that you don't say a hadri li isur kama. The shach is so convinced, of course it's a hadri li isur kama. Whenever it's nice and tam, it's nikar ha'isr. Nikar ha'isr, there's no tarub, it's not tarub, so of course it's not bottled. Of course it's a hadri li isur kama, it's going to be chorus, it's going to be alav, the whole works. But you see, the other Rishonim didn't believe in a hadri li isur kama. They held it is bottle. They were tanoim who held that tam kik alav deraisa. Just because it's nice and tam, it doesn't mean that it's nikarisis. Even though we pass on tam kik as deraisa, it doesn't mean that it's nikarisis. It's a different halacha. What is the halacha? How does the Ramah understand? What kind of a din is it? So apparently the Ramah understands it's just a loche. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mim b'minoi, there are two kinds of taruvus, mim b'minoi, mim b'shein b'minoi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mim b'minoi is mochom. Mim b'minoi is always going to be memashu. Mim b'shein b'minoi will be bottled. However, you need shishim, whatever. But mim b'minoi is always mochom. So the Ramah paskins just a hepech that we hold that mim b'shein b'minoi is mochom than mim b'minoi. You have to have a bigger shear, bittel. They both have bittel. Mim Amin has a bitl of chad betray. Mim Shein Amin has a bitl, but you need a bigger share bitl. What's the bigger share bitl? So the share bitl is in accordance with the Nesina's tam. Calls man is still nice and tam, I declare, I don't have enough of a roif. Once he can no longer taste the yisr, they got blended, and I say, oh, now I have enough roif. Not the way the Shach says, calls man that it's nice and tam, it's nikar ha-yisr. Nikar ha-yisr, how can, by definition, there's no taruvas. The Ramah doesn't agree. Ramah holds that you go basa shmo, you don't go basa taima. So the Ramah holds a different word. The definition of mim mishen amina is like Rava said, it goes basa shmo azlina. Whenever you have a taruvas of mim amina, it's batel chad v'trei. Whenever you have a taruvas of mim shein amina, so we need a higher roif. You need a greater roif. How much of a roif? So you have to have such a big roif that it should be misalik the tam. But it's not because kol zman it's nice and tam is nikar hisam. No, the Rambam doesn't believe in that. He doesn't hold. The Shach is so convinced of that. That's what it means, a hadri l'sirakama. Whenever it's nice and tam, it's nikar hisam, there's no taruvas. Amos says, not true. There is no such halacha. It's just halacha that mim shein amina needs a bigger roif. So the roif will fluctuate depending what it is. If it's gid anosha that fell in, there's a shvachatam. So that's enough. Tosis pointed out based on the mission, that's enough if it's kibosar belefes. And if it's sharisim that got mixed in, so you have to measure kibotzel b'maychol. Kibotzel b'kaflut b'maychol. You need a higher shear. We say halacha l'maysa today, you always need shishim. Because the shishim will solve the problem in 98% of the cases. I say 98% because once in a while you have a small percentage of cases where it's a milsa d'abid l'tami. You have spices or you have melech v'tavlin. So it's nice and tam even per shishim. But usually we assume that tam is going to disappear before shishim. So that's a fundamental machlok is to Shach and the Ramah. How are we supposed to understand the nature of the din of tam ki ikar d'oraisa? The Shach keeps on insisting that tam ki ikar d'oraisa means a hadri l'sirakama. They said, what does it mean a hadri l'sirakama? It's nikar ha'isa. So of course it depends basa taima. When you can taste it, then it's nikar ha'isa. If you can't taste it, not. And he keeps on mentioning that pasuk in Iyov, chicha echol yitam. When you can taste it, so it's nikar ha'isa. And the Ramah says not true. Even though we pask in tam ki ikar d'oraisa, it doesn't mean that nesinas tam accomplishes that it's nikar ha'isa. No, it's not nikar ha'isa. It's halacha that you need, it's not enough with a basic roif of chad betrei. Chad betrei means 51% heta, 49% iser. You need a bigger and a fatter roif. Do you ever have such halachas on the level of deraisa that you need a bigger roif? See, you have midirabbanan, you need, Truman needs mea, and Orla Kalakam needs masam. That's only midirabbanan. He was saying, tam ki ikar deraisa, on the level of deraisa, you need a bigger roif. Where do you ever find on the level of deraisa that you need a greater roif? That you need a greater Rav Moshe. You have a din de Rabbanan when you bench mezuman. Basara, so how many people have to have had bread, and how many people can have had other food? So the Gemara says, if you want to bench mezuman b'shem, so you have to have 10 people who ate, so it's not sufficient with 6 and 4. 6 people who had bread, and 4 people who had yirokis. You have to have 7 people who had bread, and 3 people who had yirokis. Why? The Gemara says, Aruba de Minkara. Yeah, is that a din d'oraisa? Is that a din d'rabbanan? That's a big machlekes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlekes Rishonim and a machlekes Achrayim. Whether the whole institution of mezumin is d'oraisa d'rabbanan. The Gemara presents it as if it's learned out from Sukkim, but the pashtus in the Gemara is that it's only asmachta. The whole institution of mezumin, al pi pashtus, it's only d'rabbanan. Even if you hold like those Rishonim, that the whole institution of mezumin is a d'oraisa, but the pashtus is at this chilek that instead of 6 and 4, you need 7 and 3. Pashtus says you need a ruba de minkara. Pashtus says that's only midirabbanim. Do you ever find on the level of the rice you need a larger rive, a bigger rive? You only find midirabbanim. Truma is b'meya, and orla kala karam is b'masayim. By din in the fashas, the Minchas Chinuch points out the lashon of the chinuch is the chinuch is quoting the mishnayos that if you have a bezn of 23 and have a split vote, so 12 say chayiv misa. And 11 say pater. So if 12 say chayv, that's not enough to give the guy oynish misa, because you just made the roiv by skin of your teeth. You only have a roiv of echad. If 12 say pater and 11 say chayv, so liftur, a roiv of echad is enough. But lechiv, a roiv of echad is not enough. You have to have a roiv of shnayim. You can never have a roiv of shnayim because it's 23 members of the Sanhedrin. So you're going to have 13 dayanim will say chayv misa and 12 dayanim say pater. That's good. So the chinuch, the sefer chinuch writes a lashon. You need a ruba de minkara. So the Minchas Chinuch says, look at that. That's interesting. What we thought was a concept, the Rabbanon, that by benching mezumen, it's not enough 6 or 8 bread and 4 or 8 vegetables. You got to have 7 or 8 bread, 3 or 8 vegetables, because the Gemara says, Allah Shanita, Ruba de Minkara. We thought that whole terminology, the whole concept is only the Rabbanon. Achilintin, Ruba de Minkara. Ruba does not Minkara. So he says, no, look at this. The Sefer Chinuch understands that that pasuk, L'siach erabim l'rois, the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. L'rois means to give the death penalty. L'siach erabim, you shouldn't follow a simple roiv. To give the death penalty, you have to have a ruba de minkra, you have to have a fancier roiv. So there's such a concept on the level of the raisa that roiv is not always 51%. Slightly more than machza, machza is already roiv. No? Sometimes you need a ruba de minkra. So that's what the Ramo understands over here. That there's a din of tam ki ikir de raisa. But tam kikah deraisa doesn't mean what the Shach understood. Whenever it's nice and tam, the tam is nikr, so the yisr is nikr. Whenever the yisr is nikr, there's no taruus. No, the Shach understood literally a hadra lisurikama. Mamish, the yisr is nikr. It's not the taruus. The Ramah says, not true. The yisr is not nikr. It's halacha, you need a larger raiv. The simple raiv of chad betray is not enough. A raiv of 51% is not enough. You need a larger raiv. How much of a larger raiv? So the roiv corresponds to when it's nice and tam. But it's not really a word that whenever it's nice and tam, it's nikar huis. So the Ramah would be free to say, let's say you had the tarubis mim mishen aminoi, and you had shishim against the yisa, and it was nizbatel, noida tarubis, nizbatel, and yisa nepach liyaset, and then a little bit more of yisa falls in, and now I have, not only do I have 60 units of heta, and I have 61 units of heta. Because the one unit of Isa that fell in originally became Batel B'Shishim, and it's Isa Nepach Liyaset. I have 61 units of Heta now. And another unit of Isa falls in, and now I can taste the Isa. So the Shach said, you can taste the Isa. It's Dach Nikar HaYisa. That's like if the Shmaltz rises to the top when you put the soup in the refrigerator. If you can recognize it, so now it's Chayzavaneer. Of course, the Chayzavaneer. And the Ramah has a whole discussion when you say Chayzavaneer. It's not so obvious to the Ramah. Did you say Chazvina? Because he doesn't agree with the whole premise of the Shach, that whenever it's nice and tam, so tam kikan means nikar ha'isa. He said it's not true. The vort is it's an arbitrary din that raiv, a simple raiv of 51% is not enough. You need a larger raiv. So I had the larger raiv. It's like the truma is b'meya and arla is b'masayim. So I had the raiv and the isa was nepach liyas heter. And now little Marisa falls in, so now I have 61 units of heter. What do I care if you can taste it? It's irrelevant, in fact. The Ramah Tanya is a bas of Shema Azlina to determine whether it's mim, 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 mim. The fact that you can taste it is lamala v'lamarid. It's batel b'raiv. It should have been mutta. If it's mim, mishen, mim, so then it's a din deraisa that you need a larger raiv. How do you define mim, mishen, mim? Bas of Shema Azlina, not bas of Tanya Azlina.
Isn't there a machlokes by grasshoppers, one of the simonic kashrus, that you need the wing to cover rov ha'guf, and the machlokes whether or not if it covers rov ha'idei ha'dchak, whether you need a rov stam or a rov ha'mikra?
Okay.
I
mean, you have additional cases. Okay, yeah. You have additional cases where simple rov is not enough. That's true? Okay. Let's say shechita also. Let's say you shecht rov kana and rov eshet, and you just made it by the skin of your teeth. It's 51%. You shechted 51% and 49% you didn't shecht. But it's not a roiv anir elu einayim. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that's not good enough. And some hold that that's a din derais. Also, yeah, there are some cases where you need a bigger and a better roiv. Okay, but here we're talking about a bittel beroiv. Good, good. There are additional cases.
According to this, it's not 100% parallel because there's no time, but now you could a little bit understand Rashi Shita that you always need shishim.
Yeah. Yeah, Rashi holds, even though there's no nesinus tam by mim and mina, still you need shishim and atar. So halacha, whenever you have lach b'lach, Rashi here, and tzadik chesem and base with that tosis in hazov, anun gim laman aleph. When the Rishonim were corresponding about the cherem against the mara nevuchim, so one of the Rishonim put together a whole collection of tshuvas. He has letters by the Rashba and by the Meiri and by the Rosh. They were all about the same time. They were corresponding with each other. When the Rashba passed, the Rashba took over the Ramban's Rabbanus in Barcelona. And after the Rashba passed away, then the Rosh had to run away from Germany because the Maharam Rutenberg was put in prison for years and years and years because they wanted to extort the ransom money from the Jewish community. So after the Maharam Rutenberg passed away, the Rosh figured he's going to be next. So he didn't want to sit in prison for the rest of his life. So he ran away to Germany. So just at that time, the Rashba had passed away, so they appointed him as the rabbi in Barcelona. needless to say, he didn't speak Spanish. He spoke Yiddish, he spoke German, he spoke Deutschmarisch, and he didn't know what was going on in the Minhagim. They had Sfardish in Minhagim, they davened Nusach Sfardim, he davened Nusach Ashkenaz. Everything was a problem by him. But they appointed this Yekeshe rabbi, the Rosh, became the rabbi in Barcelona, and the Rosh was Rabbonis. So just a few years before, they used to correspond with each other. I don't know who delivered the mail, but they used to correspond. So they have a collection of all of the letters by the Rashba and the Rosh and the Meiri, all the letters together about the Cherem and the Mordechai. So it gets a little boring. Keep on talking about the Cherem and the Mordechai. How much can you talk about? So you have to digress a little bit. So in the collection of letters that they have, I forgot what it's called, one of the collections, a thin little sefer. I have it at home somewhere. So in one of the letters, the Rashba and the Tshuva digresses and he starts talking about this Rashi over here with the Tosfos and Azov. And he says, yeah, there is such an opinion that whenever you have Lach B'Lach, you always need Shishim and Ator, but that's not the accepted opinion. But he recognizes there was such an opinion in the days of the Rishon. There's the Rashi on the Sugya of Zerah B'Sheila, it's at a Ches on the base, and the Tosfos there in Perek Azov, they hold, yeah, like you said, you always need, by Lach B'Lach, you always need a Rav of Shishim before you even begin any discussions. And after you have the Shishim, so then Rashi says, if it's Mim Mina, then you discuss whether Mim Mina is B'mashu. And if it's Mim Sheini Mina, that's Ereshit when you begin to discuss whether Tam Kika Deraisa after Shishim. Before Shishim, even if you have Tam Kika Lav Deraisa, you need Shishim. Before you bat an eyelash, you need Shishim. Exactly. That's the topic, that's the theme of this big, gigantic Tosfos on Tzadik Zayin and Al. So let's take a look. Tosfos writes, "L'kamam v'perikol abosar Rashi and Daf Kuf Tesem and Aleph." At the end of the whole sugya, the Gemara goes, "Tipas cholv shenaf lalachaticha." Then Epshel l'sof ta'asa, Epshel l'sof ta'muta. That was Kuf Chesem and Aleph, Kuf Chesem and Beis, till the middle of Kuf Tesem and Aleph. Then there's a big Rashi gives a psak on Kuf Tesem and Aleph. He starts giving you a psak on Kol HaTorah Kula there. So he says you should know that Tam Kikah is lav derais and mimimina is b'mashehu, and he gives all of his achachas. And that's what Tosfos is quoting from that psak. The Kamam Perakal Abasar, and they tell you where the Rashi is, Kuftes. Pasa Kakunch is very rare that Rashi gives him something. Usually Rashi just Mefarish the Gemara, doesn't tell you what he thinks. Here he goes out of his way and gives you a long tshuva, a long halacha lamaisa birur. So Rashi, Pasa Kakunch is kirabuta the minimale bottle. How do you know? Minikam le Rebbe Bishitse. Rebbe over there says, I hold like Rabbiuda the Andaf Kuftes, the minimina is Mamasha. Okay. And Rabbi Shmuel Nami agree because they say befamish. That is true. Nami Trabai calls him Shavatar Mim and Min is Masha. Vatanya Kabasai Masechus Abedizar. I, the Afagat, the Fligu Alai, Rabbi Yechner Mishlokish Hassam. Rabbi Yechner Mishlokish disagree with Rabbi Shmuel and they hold Mim and Min is not Bamashu. Vatanya Nami Kabasai, there's a Brisa that supports them. So it's really a Machlekes Satanai. There's a Brisa that supports Rabbi Shmuel that they hold like Rabbi Yudim Mim and Min and Bamashu. There's a brayso that supports Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokish that mimimina is, but we know it's a machlek, it's a beauty in the Rabbanah, where the mimimina b'mashu, a mimimina is a bottle. So Tosfos says that there are two opinions. So Rashi says the clincher is Abai v'Rav, Rabbi Shmuel are the first generation of Amoroi, and Abai v'Rav are a later generation. So Rashi says, if Abai v'Rav say that mimimina b'mashu, so that's it. Shamina namil Abai v'Rav, the Basroi Havu, they were later generations. This is from the Goinim. We have a klal, the Goinim have a klal, Hilchus Ke Basroi. Whenever you have a Machlekes Amoraim, so whoever came later, the later Amora, took into consideration, if he was aware of what the earlier Amoraim said, he took into consideration what everybody before him said, and he came to a conclusion, so we say Hilchus Ke Basroi. So, but we have another klal that contradicts Hilchus Ke Basroi. We have a klal, Ein Halacha Ke Talmid B'Makam Harav. When a Talmid disagrees with the Rebbe, so we assume the Rebbe knew how to learn better than the Talmid. So he passed like the Rebbe. But why don't you say Hilchus Ke Basroi? The Talmid heard what the Rebbe said, and he took it into consideration, and he disagrees. So the Goyim tell you what the Pshar is. Hilchus Ke Basroi is Me'abai V'Rava V'Yelach. From the period of Abai V'Rava on, that's when they were more oriented towards Halacha L'Maisa. In the earlier generations, they were just opening up their eyes to all the logical possibilities and not necessarily that geared towards halacha l'maisa. So in the days of Rabbi Shmuel, they both thought the din should be like Rabbi Yudah. But in the days of Abai v'Rava, and that's Basroi, that's what the Goyim have a tradition. Hilchus Ke Basroi min Mois Abai v'Rava v'Yelach. So that's what Tosfos says. Abai v'Rava Basroi ninu. So since they hold They also say, like Rabbi Shmuel, so that's the halach. We pass in min minoy is the mashu. Where do you see that Abai and Rabbi both said like Rabbi Yehuda, min minoy mashu? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Come to Rabbi Shmuel, how do you know? How do you know the whole of Rabbi Shmuel who passed like Rabbi Yehuda? The itmar, that's the machlekes, chala l'gochamra. If you have wine and vinegar that taste the same, but they have different shemas, but it's tam echad. That's Baba Dizardav Samakva. So you see from that Gemara that Abai Barabba hold that there's a difference between Min and Min and Min and Shayna Min. It must be that this is the difference, that Min and Min and Bamasha. So Taisa says, what do you mean? I have another 10 differences. For Orla, Kloya Kerem, where there's Masayim, Tevel is Bamashu, Yai Nesach is Bamashu, it's only Min Bimina. Other Nafkamina, Truma is only Bimei if it's Min Bimina. Other Nafkamina, who says it goes on Min and Min and Bamashu? Goes on all the other Nafkamina. That's Taisa's Taina against Rash. Rashi taught from the simple reading of the Gemara now, but Zor, Samach, Bava, and Aleph, that Abai Barabba are saying the same as Rabbi Shmuel is saying that they pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Then Rashi says in Pesachim Daflamet also it's an often Gemara. Nami pasik Rava. Rava pasik Hichas al Chametz Bizmana Ben Mimin Mishlemi B'Mashu Kirav. What do you mean B'Mashu Kirav? What did Rav say? And the Gemara says there what the reason for Rav is. Rav le Tanei, Rav goes L'Shitosa that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mim Miminoi. The time of the Rav Meforoshosam. The Gemara says on the same Daf. That's the Girsa that we have. This is going to question the Girsa in a minute. The Girsa that we have is the Rav Litaimei goes to Shitasa Dama, Rav Ishmael Dama Chavad, Kodashim Shabbatar Mimimine Bimashu. So Rav holds on Chomiz Betesach, Chiso Chomer, Kores, and Lobidili and Shimine, all your long people eat the Chomiz, Shalobiminoi, is Goza Rav, Otto Mimimimimimimimimimimimim. But Mimimimimimimim is Bimashu. That's what it says in Agamemnon. Why did they make Exer only a Chomiz? Bechom Vishum de Lobidili and Shimine, Vasim Zilzil Beishon. So Tosfos says that it's all wrong. He disagrees. Goes the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan legabi Rab. The Gemara has a klal. Rabbi Yechanan halacha Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that din is bin memina is batul. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan against Rab, as it says in Beitza Dab Dalet. Rabbi Yechanan halacha Rabbi Yechanan. And what do you do if there's a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel? So Taisis dug up a Gemara. The first one, what do you do if it's machlek is Rabbi Yechanan, Lachik Rabbi Yechanan, that's in Beit Zadav Dalet. What do you do? Rabbi Yechanan argues with Shmuel. So also, it's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Zayin. Gemara in Erev Mem Zayin has a whole list. Mem Zayin and Mem Beis, Mem Ches and Manal. A whole list. What do you do when A argues with B, when C argues with D, when E argues with F, Tanayim, Amaroyim? A whole list of Klolim. How do you know how to pass? So Taisis says you have all these Gemara. Then they say they throw in another thing. Rabbi Yechanan with Rabbi Shua ben Levi both say that Min Mimin is not B'masha. Tosfos says, and we have a klal, the din is always like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. With two exceptions to the rule. We always pass like him. So he also says that Min Mimin is not B'masha. Rabbi Shua ben Levi nami, Yisle lekamon, daf tzarikhes, v'shmaitin, in the sugi Min Mimin and nami botol, yalim is Rabbi Shela, Rabbi Min Mimin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi bar samchahu, we always rely on him. Aloha kemosa b'chol mokon, afilu legabi Rabbi Yechanan. Even the Gemara has a klal. Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Yechanan, Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, Reish Lakish, halachik Rabbi Yechanan, with few exceptions to the rule. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yechanan, we assume halachik is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. How do you know? So Taisis in Rola Mesich, there's always quotes, Tzagimara Megillah. The one in the end of Megillah has a machlekes, Rapop and Rapapi were both students of Rabbah. So Rapop and Rapapi, they disagreed, what did Rabbah say? We have a rule, Malam HaKodesh V'lo Marim. So you're not allowed to take a shalyad and not allowed to take a shalrosh converted into a shalyad, but you are permitted to take a shalyad and convert it into a shalrosh, because shalrosh has a higher level of kedusha. So the Gemara has this machlekes Rapap and Rapapi, they're both quoting in the name of Rava. Which way is it permissible to convert? You're permitted to convert a shul into a beis medrash, but to convert a beis medrash into a shul, you're not allowed to? Or the reverse, you're allowed to convert a beis medrash into a shul. In other words, which one has the higher level of kedusha? A beis haknesses or a beis hamedrash. The Gemara assumes they don't have the same level of kedusha. Why do they assume? It's not my question. Why don't they assume they should have the same level of kedusha? Beis haknesses, beis hamedrash. What's bothering the Gemara that they're kvetching that? The Gemara assumes for sure two levels of kedusha. The machlekes says which has the higher level of kedusha. Okay. There's a tesis in Nozir, but tesis six a little tesis in Nozir. They don't comment. They're not commenting on this Gemara in the end of Megillah, but they make a comment that may help. Tesis assumes that the Al Pi Pashtus, we would have said that the Kedusha is based on Knesses is based on the fact that it's Miyuchad L'Tfilah, and the Kedusha based on Medrash is Miyuchad L'Torah. So that's a Machlokes, which is more important, Torah Tfilah. That's a simple reading of the Gemara there in the end of Megillah. The quoted pasuk in Yirmi, I think, that it says when the Babylonian armies came in and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, then destroyed the Bais HaGadol. Which Bais HaGadol is it talking? Bais HaMegadlim BaTorah, Bais HaMegadlim BaTfilah. Which is a high madrega, Torah Tfilah. So that's a simple reading. So there's a Tosis in Nazir, in the middle of Nazir, where Tosis writes, the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses doesn't flow from the fact that you daven there. Kedusha's Beis HaMed, Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, Kedusha always has to have to do with Torah. That's Rav Chaim Volozhin's premise. Rav Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim, quotes the Gemara Megillah, that all religious articles in the world are divided into two categories. You have Tashmishi Mitzvah and you have Tashmishi Kedusha. So the Gemara says that Tashmishi Mitzvah is Rokim, Lachas Ma Mitzvosim. What do you do with the Estrig and the Lulav after Sukkot is over? So you throw it in the garbage, you don't have to put it in the Shemus. What do you do with a Shofar? You have a Shofar that cracked and you can't save it for next Rosh Hashanah, it's puzzle. So the Gemara says you wrap it up and you throw it in the garbage, you don't put it in the Shemus. What do you have to put in the Shemus? Only Tashmishi Kedusha. So what Tashmishi Kedusha? So the Gemara says Tfilin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, a mentalist, Tashmishi Kedusha. How do they decide what's Tashmishi Kedusha, what's Tashmishi Mitzvah? So Abchaim Valoshan, right, simple. Whatever has Psukim on, whatever has Divrei Torah, that's Kedusha. Whatever doesn't have Torah, that's Tashmishi Mitzvah. So Shofar and Tzitzis and Lulav and Sukkah, this is Tashmishi Mitzvah, it's not Tashmishi Kedusha. Tashmishi Kedusha is what has Divrei Torah. So Tosfos writes, the Kedusha is based on Knesset and Kedusha based on Medrash, both have to come from Divrei Torah. All Tashmishi Kedusha, all Kedushas stem from the fact that you have Divrei Torah. The question is, which Torah is on a higher level, Torah Shebichzav or Torah Shebalpeh? So Tosfos says the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that you have an Aron Kodesh there with the Sefer Torah, not from the fact that they daven. They daven with just the Shul would only be a Tashmishi Mitzvah. It's a building that helps you daven better. So it's only a Tashmishi Mitzvah. And the Gemara says it's more than that, Tashmishi Kedusha. So Tosfos says, yeah, Shul is a Tashmishi Kedusha because you bring in a Sefer Torah. A Beis Medrash is Tashmishi Kedusha because you learn Torah Shebal Peh. So the way Tosfos sets it up, that here in the Beis HaMedrash, the Kedusha, they both have Kedusha. One Kedusha flows from the Torah Shebal Peh, and the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses flows from the fact that you use it for a Sefer Torah, for Torah Shebichzav. So according to the way Tosfos, that's a little Tosfos explaining Aragarta in the middle of Nozer. So according to the Tosfos, you can understand, maybe that's the Machlokes HaMoraim, Rapapa B'Shem Rava and Rapapa B'Shem Rava. In the very end of Megillah, Da'af Chav Zayin, which has the higher level of Kedusha? The Bei Kenishna or the Bei Rabbanan, the Bei HaKnesses or the Bei HaMedrash? Means which is the higher level, Torah Shebichzav or Torah Shebal Peh? Maybe that's what they're fighting about. So the Gemara has a Machlokes. So then the Gemara says, we know how we paskin. We know we paskin because Rabbi Shulam Levi said. So Rabbi Shulam Levi said. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with them just because Rabbi Levi. So Tosfos says, you see from the way the Gemara just presents it, oh, he mows everybody down. Shulam Levi said, everybody has to be Korei Mishtachman. So you see from that Gemara, whenever there's Machlokes anybody, Rabbi Shulam Levi, it seems from the Gemara that he paskin like Rabbi Shulam Levi. Yeah, you can ding zach over there. There's room to interpret. Maybe you can reinterpret in the Gemara, but then he says we have a sefer that's called Seder Tanoim Vamaroim. It's written for the Tkuvas Agoinim, and they list off all the Tanoim. And he says there, Paisek Alachik Rabbi Shulam Levi Becham Makom, with two exceptions to the rule. Tosfos and Sanhedrin quotes it. So it says Beferish that's the cloud. You always pass like Rabbi Shulam Levi. So Tosfos says Rabbi Shulam Levi says Lekamon Bishmait and Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. The Mimimim is not Pemashim, Mimimim is Batul. So Tosfos is lining up all the Shitas to reject what Rashi said. Rashi shouldn't have Paskin that Mimimim is Pemashim, we should really Paskin that Mimimim is Batul. Aye, but what's the Machlokes Abai V'Rava? Ayi Dechamer L'Gochala, Dechamer Chadata B'Invei, Machlokes Abai V'Rava, whether you determine that there's something is Mimimim, Mimshay Mina, Basra Shma, Basra Taima. Isn't it obvious that they're both assuming like rebuted and mimimim and mamashu? Tosfos says no. It's neged to tevel and yai nesach that's mamashu only mimimim. It's neged to trumid that's only bimeyo if it's mimiminoi. It's neged to arlok lakem that it's only bimasayim if it's mimiminoi. So there are differences between mimimim and mimshenimim. So in all of those differences, according to the Ramah, it's neged to the case of tamkik and deraisa. Tamkik is only deraisa if it's mimshenimim and mimshenimim as defined by Rabbis basa shma as lina. So that's what the Rabbi Natam says. That Gemara, that Machleg Zabai V'Rav, of course it's Nagel Halacha, whether any given Taruvus is Mim 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 Shem Mim. Not because we assume like Rabbi Yudah that Mim 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 Mashu. You have another 5-6 dinim where it's relevant, whether something is Mim 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 Shem. That's towards the very end of Avodah Zarah. And Gimel on Beis, the Gemara quotes that Braisa, that there were two things that have Mashu Tevel, Yainesach, because of Chumrat Avodah Zarah. See, by Yainesach, he can't say what Tesis said by Tabashal Avodah Zarah, that it's a Dovash of a Minyan. Yainesach is not a Dovash of a Minyan. They sell it by the volume and they sell it by the weight. They don't sell it by units, you don't sell it by the droplets. And Tevel is because Keterek Achisur, each one has its own reason. Then Taisa says, and Rashi Sachocha from the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed, the Rabbi says, Chomitz bePesach. Mashu kirav means like Rav said, the whole reasoning of Rav. And Rav is lishitasa, the Gemara says, the way we have the Giras and Agmar. Rav letaimei, the Rav Ishmael damitravayu, min b'mina b'mashu, Rav Ishmael hold like Rav Yudah. So that's where Rashi says, if the Gemara says in the name of Rav, Adina is the chometz b'pesach b'mashu kirav, so you're accepting the whole logic of Rav. So Taisin says the Rabbi Natam didn't have that girsa. He says it shouldn't say b'mashu kirav. It should just say la'igaras Rabbi Natam b'mashu kirav. Those two words don't appear in the Gemara. V'chei mashman nesef halochas gedolos shelo hayakas b'svarim b'mashu kirav. The two words were missing. Shekasav sham the Bahag writes nesef halochas gedolos writes shekasav sham the Bahag medlo yai rabbi shiura v'nilsei rabbi just says. Chometz shenisar ben mina ben shelo ben minoi is asur, and it doesn't give you a shear. So the bahag is medayik. It must be that it's b'mashu. What does he have to be medayik if it's said in the Gemara b'mashu kirav? So obviously he didn't have that giras in the Gemara b'mashu kirav. That was the diuk of the bahag. How come it says in our Gemara? So he says simple. The sofrim took the bahag and they copied the two words from the bahag and they put it into the Gemara. Yeah, every so often, every 50 pages, Taisus will say that this line of the Gemara was taken from the Bahag and it didn't say it in the Gemara. Maybe we shouldn't necessarily pass them like that. So this is one of the cases that the Rabbi Natam claims that these two words, Mashu Kirav, were added on later. And he says the Shiltis and the Rabbi Natam are not so convinced that the Din is like the Bahag. They think that maybe we pass them like Rabbi, he's the last one quoted in the Sugya. Maybe he holds that Chometz B'Pesach is Batal B'Shishim. The Shiltis and the Rabbi Natam hold the Chometz is not b'mashu. They didn't have that girsa. Api Allah has gedolus mugi b'svarim. Elagasin and osur. Pirish, what does mean b'nois and tam? That it is batal b'shishim. It's not b'mashu. Other Rabbi. Both mim mina and mim shein mina. Chem posi b'shiltis the Rabbi Choy. The Rabbi holds like Rabbi Yechanan. That Chometz b'pesach is not b'mashu. Rabbi Natam holds like that. So this is a question. Rabbi Natam is the grandson of Rashi. And Rashi says that Rashi had the girsa. Chometz b'pesach is b'mashu. So his grandson taka paskan aloch alamaisa against the grandfather. He disagreed with the grandfather a lot of times. So tefillin the Rabbi Natam, he wore his tefillin. He didn't wear tefillin the Rashi. What about the chometz b'mashu? He was taka mekel aloch alamaisa. Chometz is bottled b'shish and b'pesach. So he says, not that far. He wasn't such a shagetz. Rabbi Natam, mikoma kam lohi Rabbi Natam pesach aloch alamaisa l'chometz b'pesach. That it should be bottled b'shishin. So what did they do when they had a shayla? When they would discover chita b'tarnigolas or saches, they cooked the chicken. They used to cook it with the belly. Today the shayla never comes up. Take the belly and throw it out. We throw out a lot of parts of the chicken. So you never have the shayla b'chita muvushelas. The chita muvushelas is going to be because they cook it with the belly. So that's what happened. They cooked the chicken and they found the chita muvushelas. So you throw out the chita in the garbage. You have to throw out the chicken also because chametz. You have shishim in the chicken against the you had roitev, and for sure you have shishim and all the roitev in the chicken against the little kernel of grain. So according to Rashi, the gear says chametz b'pesach is b'mashu, and the Rabbi Natam says it's not b'mashu. So he takes paskins, he can eat the chicken. So he says no, that far he didn't do. Kol kam lo'ay Rabbi Natam pesach alach ha'mais l'chametz pesach that it should be bottled k'shay moitzim chita b'tayne gailus was sachas b'pesach. He would say keep it till after Pesach and then you can eat it. If the din would be befeirish like Rashi, the chametz b'pesach mashu, you would burn the whole chametz. You would burn the whole chicken now. He would destroy the whole thing. So he said he didn't want to pasken like Rashi held. Rashi's girsa was incorrect. The girsa of the Shiltas is more correct. The Rav is paskening like Rabbi Yechon, and the Chum is bepesach his bottle b'shishim. But at kedei kach to eat it on Pesach, not. So he said, so wait till after Pesach and eat it then. Won't be a chametz shaval about Pesach. That's the shaila. The Rabbi Natam also holds about the egg matzahs. What does Rabbi Natam hold? That may peiros are not machmitzim. So Rabbi Natam holds you can eat. And there's no chashash even l'chatchil. It's not memar l'hachmetz at all. So Rabbi Natam would eat egg matzahs on Pesach. So Tosis quotes, no, the Rabbi Natam is only halacha l'maisa, would eat egg matzahs on Erev Pesach. On Pesach he wouldn't eat egg matzahs because he didn't want to disagree that much with his grandfather with Rashi. It's the same over here. That's in general, that's a topic. Whenever a Talmud disagrees with his Rebbe, Rabbi Natam was a young child when Rashi died. It wasn't really his Rebbe, it was his grandfather. That's a shaila. When the Talmud disagrees with the Rebbe, does he have the right to disagree halacha l'maisa and paskin explicitly against the Rebbe? Or out of respect for the Rebbe, he has to give in a little bit. So Rabbi Natam made compromises on this. The other Rabbi Natam raises a different issue. Maybe I should say that it's equal. The Mishnah is that if a dog swallows part of a human dead body, and there's a kazayis min ha-meis of a human mace inside the stomach of the dog, and then you shoot the dog, so that kazayis min ha-meis metame. So kozman is inside the body. It's probably tuma balua. So tuma balua is not metame. Whether it's balua in the rechem or balua in the stomach, balua. Let's say I cut open the stomach of the dog, and I have the kazayis min ha-meis there, but the enzymes inside the stomach of the dog were working on the kazayis min ha-meis. So did I say that it's nifsal, and it no longer has the status of kazayis min ha-meis or not? So the Mishnah is about that. So then Tosis raises the shaila, whether isa mituma lo yafino. That's the Gemara Nivamis in the Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. Isa behet is one area, and tumah v'tahara is another area, and you can learn midin echad l'chaber within isa behet the gufa. You can learn midin echad l'chaber tumah v'tahara gufa, but you can't borrow a din from one area to the other. So we have a klal isa mituma lo yafino. So can you apply the klalim in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in the Holos Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Talk about when is it equal? When is it no longer metameh? So that's what he says. I feel the Yafina Nisa Mituma. He's not sure whether yes Yafina, lo Yafina Nisa Mituma. Maybe it's lo Yafina, maybe it's yes Yafina. He's not sure. So what would the din be over here? Maybe I should say it's Me'ukal, the Chita Mubushelas. Maybe it can't become Chometz because Nifsa Machila. It's already considered Me'ukal. So he's not sure. There in Menachis, where the Gemara quotes that Mishnah from Aholos, in the third parak in Menachis, where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah Naholah, said the Shita Mekubetz is on the side of the Taisus, and the Taisus there also talk about this, where the Yafina Nisa Mituma, and maybe I should say that it's Meukal, so Bechlal there's no problem. So Taisus raise a little bit about that. Okay. But bottom line, Taisus paskin that Mim Mimina is not B'mashu. Okay. Maybe we'll stop here. Tomorrow I'd like to finish off the Taisus. There's a Marsha here, the Marsha. Taisus says there's a different gears in the Gemara. The Mashur, I don't understand how it made better with the different gears in the Gemara. The Mashur says he doesn't understand either. What did Taisus make the next line that Taisus has a different gears? Okay, we'll continue.